Yeah. Now 10 lines down. Tanan, we learned like this. We just got finished that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that holds that when you write a get, both the ksiva and the ksima has to be done lishmo. So that comes out good according to Rabbah, that Rabbah was the one that said again that we had a machlekes in the Gemara. Why does the Mishnah say when you bring a get, if a shliach brings a get from Medina Sayyom, Teretz Yisrael, that the shliach has to say before nechtam, that it was written and signed in front of me? So he had before that Rabbah said because the fee shein bekim lishmo, that the people in Chutz Loretz do not know the halacha that a get for kosav law means lishmo. So we have to be afraid maybe the get was not written lishmo. That's why when the shliach brings the shliach has to tell us before nechtam, in front of him it was written and signed, and memela we know it was done lishmo. Rav said no, that's not a chash. Rav holds everybody knows the halacha of lishmo. Whoever goes to write a get for sure knows the halacha. So Rav said the concern was the fishein edim mitzuyin lekaimoi. We're afraid if a get was written in America and then it was sent someplace far away, in that new place where you give the get, people there will not recognize the edim. So if later the husband comes and complains that the get was not written good, the edim were forged, we won't have somebody to be mekayim the shtar. So therefore the Rabbanan made a takana that when the shliach brings the get, the shliach tells us before nechtam, it was signed in front of him, and that's enough for kiyum hashtar. The rabbanon will make a mishumiguna kila barabbanon to believe the shliach the one eidechot. Now we're going to bring rayas to Rab and to Rava. So Mara says Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah like this. Our Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel loymer af hamevim min harekim min acheger. In other words, the Mishnah starts off that if you bring a get from Chutz Loretz outside Eretz Yisrael, then you have to say before nechtav. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Gamliel adds on and says, "Af ha-mevim in a-rekim in a-cheger." Even if somebody, if the man had the get written in rekim and cheger, and he sent the get in Eretz Yisrael to be given to his wife, still the shliach has to say before nechtav. We'll soon see what the machlokes is. And Rabbi Lezer adds on even more than that, and says, "Afilu mikfar ludum lelud." Even if the get was written in Kfar Ludim, which is very close to Lud, and then the get was sent over to Lud, still the shliach has to say before Nechtav. Now, V'yomer Abayu explains what's the machlokes. B'ayores hasmuchos l'eretz Yisrael. We're talking about now these cities. Let's say Rekem and Cheger is very close to Eretz Yisrael. True, it's outside Eretz Yisrael, it's the Chutz Loretz. That's why the Tanakhama says that you. No, that's what. No, it's outside Eretz Yisrael, but it's close to Eretz Yisrael. It's very close. So since it's close, that's the machlokes. That the Tanakhama holds that since it's close to Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before nechtam. On this, from Gamliel says no. If you bring a get from Rekem and Cheger, even though it's close to Eretz Yisrael, still the shliach has to say before nechtam. And the last machlokes of Mikfar Ludum Lud, that Rashi, that the Gemara says, Umuvlas Bitchum Eretz Yisrael Askinim, that it's muvlas like swallowed up in the boundary of the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael itself. And the Yomar Rabba said, Yomar Rabba Barbachono, Ledidi Chazeli, I saw this place, the difference between Kfar Ludum and Lud, I saw the two places, and Hu Asra. He explained it like it's in his town from the place of Mivei Kuva Lepumpadisa. In other words, it was a very close by place. And it also had the Maila that it was Muvlas. Muvlas means swallowed up into the boundary. Rashi explains, when you have a boundary, you have a city on top and a city on bottom. Now in between, some cities stick out, some cities stick in. So really, if you take a string and go straight down from the top city to the bottom city, that should have been like a tchum. And any city inside that is called muvlas. It's like swallowed up in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you have like a sea, like a half circle, the tchum. That even though on top the city is sticking out, and the bottom city is sticking out, in between the boundary of Eretz Yisrael goes in like a sea. Now if you take a line straight down, the cities inside the sea is called muvlas. that's like swallowed up in Teretz Yisrael. So it has two milas. First of all, it's close to Teretz Yisrael, and also it's muvlas, it's like swallowed up into the boundary. But even though it's still chutz laretz, it has these two milas. So that's the machlokes in our Mishnah, that the Tanakhama says, in these cities you do not have to say. Since they're close to Eretz Yisrael, it's like Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Gamliel says that Rekim and Chega you do have to say, even though it's close, but it's not Muvlas. But Rabbi Gamliel holds that by Kfar Ludjum Lulud, since these two cities are Muvlas, like one is Muvlas, swallowed up, you do not have to say. Rabbi Lezer, he's the biggest machmer and says no, even though Kfar Ludim is Muvlas in the Tchum Eretz Yisrael, still you have to say before the Nechtav. So we have three machlokes and three shittas. So Gemara goes to explain, what's the machlokes? My love, isn't it? Poho kemiflagi. This is the three-way machlokes now Mishnah. Toma Sova, the Tanakhama holds, Lefi Shein Bikim Lishmo. That the reason why the shliach has to say before Nei Nechtav is because they do not know the halacha of Lishmo in Chutz Loretz. Now the Tanakhama holds, Vahani Gemiri. Now these cities, even Rekim and Cheger, since they're Somach, they're close to Eretz Yisrael, he holds that since they're close, they know the halachas. They also learn the halachas there. And therefore they know the halacha of Lishmo, therefore you do not have to say it. Umasavar, but Rabbi Gamliel holds, Lefi Shein Eidim Mitzun L'Kayomai. No, even though they live close to Eretz Yisrael, and they know the halachas, but people do not travel from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So there's no Shayoros that people don't travel there. So if the Chsorin is like Rava says, Mishum Kiyum, we want to make sure the get is a good get, that the husband can't come to complain later, therefore the Shlich has to say it. Vahani Nam Miloy Shchichi. And here also, these cities of Rekim and Cheger, it's not Shchiach, people don't travel that much from their Eretz Yisrael. So isn't that the machlokes between the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that holds it's a Svarne of Lishmo, and therefore any city close to Eretz Yisrael knows the halachas, you do not have to say it. And Rabbi Gamliel holds no, like Rava, it's totally in the Edom, Mitzuyin, the Kayama, and here people don't travel. So comes out the machlokes Rab and Rava, it's a machlokes in our Mishnah. So Gemara says no. Gemara answers says that Rabba mitaretz l'taimei v'Rava mitaretz l'taimei. Both of them can answer that the Mishnah goes according to both of them. Rabba mitaretz l'taimei. Rabba will answer our Mishnah according to his reasoning that he holds the kula yal and everybody holds the fi shein b'kiyam lishmo. The reason why the Rabbanah made a takana that when a shliach brings a get from chutz loretz that he has to say in front of us before na nichtav is because we're afraid they do not know the halacha of Lishmo. So then what's the machlokes now, Mishnah? I tell you, v'hocha v'okim iflugi. Tanakam is over the first sheet in our Mishnah holds, hani kivin this smuchois migmagmiri. Since these cities, let's say even Rekim and Cheger, true that chutz loretz, they're outside, they have no kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but since they're very close to Eretz Yisrael, they also know the halacha is there. Therefore, you do not have to say before Nei Nechtav, because they know that Lachi was for sure written Lishma. Now, V'yosa Rabbi Gamliel Lameima, Rabbi Gamliel comes to say no, that Muvlas Gemiri, I agree to you, a case of Kfar Ludum Lud, that there it's both, it's close, and it's swallowed up into the boundary, there they know the Halachis. But Smuchos, just a city like Rekim and Cheger, even though it's close to Eretz Yisrael, but since it's not Muvlas, Loi Gemiri, he holds there the people do not know the halacha. So it's a machloikis and mitzias. What's a machloikis? How much do they know? The Tanakhama holds they do know the halachas, and Rabbi Gamliel holds no, they don't know the halachas. Now the Yosef Rabbi Elezer Lameima, Rabbi Elezer comes to say a bigger chiddush that afilu mikfar ludu melud that mavlas nami loy. The Mavlas Nami, that even a city like Kfar Ludim, which is swallowed up in the boundary, still the Shliach has to say before Nei Nechtav. Even though for sure they know the Halach is there, since it's close and it's Mavlas, like here everybody agrees they know the Halach is. Since so, why does Rabbi Lezer say the Shliach has to say it? Shaloi techalek b'medina sayom, it's like a light plug. The Rabbanan did not want to make any differences. Rabbi Lezer holds any city outside Eretz Yisrael, since most of the cities outside Eretz Yisrael do not know the halacha of Lishmo, So therefore, even though you'll have one city that's very close to Eretz Yisrael, like Kfar Ludim, still the Rabbanim made a loy plug to say at all times you have to say before night nichtav. So therefore, the whole Mishnah could go according to Rabbi's Svarim. Then the Gemara says, Rovo, Mitaras Latimei. Now Rovo will come and answer and say the whole Mishnah could go according to him. And he'll say like this, the Kula Yalma, everybody agrees, Lefi Shein Eidim Mitzuyin Lekayamai. What's the reason why the Rabbanan said the Shliach has to say before Nechtam? It's because we want to have a Kiyam right now. We don't want to be stuck later that the husband should come and complain and we'll have no Eidim to be in the Kayam Deshtar. There'll be no Eidim around in this new place to recognize the Eidim that signed in that a place far away. That's why we want the Shliach to say Bika before Nechtam. And before Nechtam, what we had before was just that you should make the difference between this Kiyam Shtar and other Kiyam. Now, what's the machlokes then? The Tanakama Sava, the first Tananah Mishnah holds, Hani Kivan, the Smuchais, Mishkach Shchichi. Since Rechem and Cheger is close to Eretz Yisrael, people travel from there into Eretz Yisrael. So we don't have to be afraid if the husband will come and complain later, there won't be Eidim to Mekayim the Shtar. For sure, people recognize his signatures because they're Shchich, they travel back and forth. The Yosef Rabbi Gamliel Lameim, Rabbi Gamliel comes and says, no, that Muvlas Shchichi, I'll agree to you. Like Kfar Ludim, that's close, and Muvlas, I agree, people travel. But Smuchos, just a city like Rechem and Cheger, just the fact that they're close to Eretz Yisrael, still, since they're outside, they have no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Loi Shchichi, he holds no, people do not travel. And on this, the Yosef Rabbi Lezer Lameim, that Muvlas Nami Loi, that even Muvlas, even a city that's close and swallowed like Kfar Ludim, still you have to say before Nechtav. Why? Shalai techalek b'mdinas hayom. Again, that since it's swallowed up and close, really people travel back and forth. Just as a light plug, when the Rabbanan make a takon according to Reb Lezer, it goes in all cases. Any city outside Chutz Eretz Yisrael, you have the takon, they have to say before Nechtav. So, comes out, the Mishnah is no proof to either one, Rab or Rav, it goes according to both of them. So Gemara says, now, Lameima, you want to tell me, Muvlat, Tanan, we learned again in our Mishnah, the Chama Moim and the Chama say, Einoi Tzorach Sheyomer Befona Nechta Befona Nechtam, the Chacham then in the Mishnah after this go on to say that when does the Shliach have to say before Nechtam, Ela Hamevim Mimdinas Hayom Vi Hamaylach. The Chacham here come to Iran, even though they say Lashon of Ela, really they're coming to Iran. And they're coming to say that there are two ways. When the Shliach comes from Chutz Lartz in Eretz Yisrael, and also Vi Hamaylach, if the get was written in Yerushalayim, and they're sending it to America, when the get comes here, the Shliach has to also say, before the Nechtov. That's what the Chumim is. And Nechlal, Pasha, the way you learn, it's a proof, that the Tanakama, the first part of our Mishnah, Sava holds not like that. Sava Moilech Leitzarech. The first part of our Mishnah just says, Hamevi get mechutz lorets. Hamevi get memdina sayom. If a get was brought from Medina sayom, then you have to say before Nechtov. Mashma Poshid, if the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, being sent outside the Chutz Lartz, you do not have to say before Nechtav. Shal Poshid, it's a machloikas, a Tanakamo, and the Chachamim in this case, where a get was written in Eretz Yisrael, the husband was in Eretz Yisrael, and his wife is living in America, and they're sending the get now to America, does the Shliach have to say before Nechtav or not? So what's the machloikas? So Mechlav Tanakamo, so Mechlav Leitzorach. My love, isn't it, that Lechura b'hoka niflagi? This is the machlokes. Fahani gemiri. The Tanakama holds like Rabba. The reason why you have to say before Nechtav is because we're afraid they don't know Lishma. So where is that? Only if the get was written in America outside Eretz Yisrael. But if a get was written in Eretz Yisrael, there they know the halachis, even though it's being sent to America, the Shliach does not have to say before Nechtav. That's the Pshan now at Tanakama. Umasavar, what does the Chumim hold? No. Lefi Shein Eidim Mitsuyin Lakayamai. They hold the reason is like Rava, that we're afraid if the get is given to a new place far away, in that new place they won't recognize the signatures, and we won't be able to have a Kiyam later on. So we want right now the Shliach to be the Kayim Deshtar right now. Therefore, Vahani Nami Lo Shchichi. Therefore, even though the get was written in Yerushalayim, but since it's being sent to Chutz Laretz, and people do not travel so much from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, we're afraid in Chutz Laretz we won't be able to be Mekayim the Shtar. That's why the Chum say, even from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you need before an Echtam. So here again, it's a Machlokes Rab and Rav in the Mishnah. So my answer is again, no, that I'll tell you, Rabba Mataras Lataimei, Rabba can answer the whole Mishnah goes according to his svaras, the Rabba Mataras Lataimei, and Rabba says no, both Pshitas in the Mishnah goes according to him. How does it work? Rabba Mataras Lataimei, Rabba says according to his svaras, the what? The Kula Yalma Lafisha Mikil Shema. Everybody could agree, the reason of the Takonah is because we're afraid they do not know the Loch of the Shema. So if so, what's the machlokes? How could the Chum say in our Mishnah, if the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, still the Shliach has to say the Kohen Anichtav, in Eretz Yisrael everybody knows the halachas. So the Teretz is, V'yohocha b'gzeiras moylech otu nevi kamiflegi. That's the machlokes. Do we make a gzeira? Are we afraid to say that if the get is sent out of Eretz Yisrael, if you're going to tell me then you do not have to say, so people will forget the halacha even when it was sent into Eretz Yisrael, they'll also say you don't have to say. The Tanakhama, so the Tanakhama of our Mishnah holds, Loigaz Rinan Moilachotu maybe. No, we're not afraid for this. We don't make any gzeris. Everybody will know that if the get was written in Chutz Laretz, then we have the chash, maybe it wasn't written l'shma, then the shliach has to say upon an echtav. But a get that was written in Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows that there we know the halachas of l'shma, and you don't have to say upon an echtav. People won't come to mix up the two. But for Rabbanim Basroi, the Chachamim and Al-Mishnah, the second Chacham hold, Savri, that Gazrinon Moilachotu maybe. They hold, no, we're afraid they'll get mixed up, and we have to make a gzera that at all times, when the shliach is bringing the get, either way, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, we have to have the shliach tell us before the nechta. But again, both shittas could go according to Rabba. That's the way Rabba will learn our Mishnah. That's the machlokes. Do we have this gezeira of Melechot Mevi or not? Yeah. Now, the Rava Mataras Taimei. Rava could also say our Mishnah comes out good according to his time. What, again, Rava's time was, because maybe the Edim do not recognize the signatures here, we won't have Kiyim, that the Kuliyan, everybody agrees, Lefi Shein Edim Mitzuyun Lekayomai. In this new city now, people do not recognize the signatures of the Edim, we won't be able to have a Kiyim later on. That's why right now we want the Shliach to tell us before the Nechtam. So what's the Machlokes then? For Rabbonin Basroi, I'll tell you, Lefrushe time of the Tanakamu Diyasa. According to Rava, there's no Machlokes involved. Pshita, both ways, we have to have before an echtav. Because both ways are not shchiach. People do not travel from America to Eretz Yisrael, and from Eretz Yisrael to America. So therefore, for shliach coming either way, we want to have kiyam right now. So both ways, we have to say before an echtav. So if so, the question was, what's pshan the Tanakama the Mishnah? How come the Tanakama only says, how may we get the Medina Sayom? So Rava says, no, it's not true. When the Chum and Basroi, when the second Chum and the Mishnah say that even when you moilach, even when you send the guest from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you have to say, he's not coming to say a new shita like he's arguing, he's coming just to explain the Tanakhama. In other words, he says for sure the Tanakhama agrees to me also. In other words, like Rava, the way Rava learns, everybody holds like this. That no matter which way you travel, since people are not shchiach, it's not usual to travel so much that way, we're afraid there won't be kiyam later, and whichever way it is, both the chacham hold, you have to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam. So that's the way Rava learns that there's no machlekes in the Mishnah. That's the Gemara says, Rabbonu Masroi is lefrushe time of the Tanakhama Udiyasa. They're only coming to explain the Tanakhama. Therefore again, we don't have any proof to the machlekes, Rabba and Rava. Tanan, we learned another part of our Mishnah that says, Ha mevi get mimedino lemedino bimedina sayom. If the get was sent from New York to Tel Aviv, both in Chutz Laretz. So the Mishnah says, Sorach loimar before na nichta before na nechta. Shrita, the Shliach has to say, before na nichta before na nechta. This comes out good according to both of them. Both according to Rabba, both according to Rava, they're not bikim lishmo from New York to LA, and people are not shchiach to travel from New York to LA. So therefore you have to have the kiyam. Before I look for a nechta. But the deek from our Mishnah is, for the Yaisa Medina Bemdina Sayom, Mashmi in LA itself. If you write to get here in LA, you want to send it to Beverly Hills, Mashmi Leitzarach, then you would not have to say before a nechta. Only Medina La Medina, from New York, from LA to New York, you have to say before a nechta. But Mashma Biyaisa Medina in the same city of LA, you would not have to say before a nechta. That's the deek. So then, L'Rav Anicha, according to Rav Isvar, it's very good. L.A. To Beverly Hills, people know one another, people travel, so therefore if you have signatures instead of Moshe Dubit, signs here, people in L.A., in Beverly Hills, still recognize the signatures, the level to come to Mekayim Gishtar. So according to Rav, it's very good why from L.A. to Beverly Hills, you don't have to say before Nechta. But L'Rav Akasha, according to Rav, it's still a Akasha. The rabbi learns the chesar and is we're afraid that the bezdin here in L.A. does not know the halachas of lishmo. So if the get is being sent now with the shliach to Beverly Hills, the shliach should still have to say before an nichtov, because we still have the chash. Maybe when it was written here in L.A., it wasn't written lishmo. We should have to hear from the shliach that it was written lishmo. So according to rabbi kasha, according to rabbi, it's a kasha. Tzvura says no. Rabbi does not make this diak in our mishnah. I'll tell you that, loy tamer, don't make this deal, don't say this way, don't make this deal from the Mishnah, that in the same city in LA itself you won't have to say, but rather, Ella Amar, make us say like this better, that the Mishnah's chiddush is that what? The Mishnah says again, from one Medina to another Medina in Chutz Laaretz you have to say, from LA to New York, so make the deal that, Medina la Medina, Beres Yisrael, loy tzorach. What it means to tell us is that on Eretz Yisrael, if you have a get written in Yerushalayim and you want to send it to Bnei Brak, even though it's Memdina Lamdina, there you would not have to say before an Echtov. That's the Diyak. And this will come out good according to Rabbah then. Because in Eretz Yisrael, since they're all Bekiyim Lishmo, so no matter how far away it's sent in Eretz Yisrael, you would not have to say before an Echtov. But in Chutz Laaretz, no matter where it's sent, no matter how close, you would always have to say before Nechtav according to Rabbah. So the Mishnah is not a kasha to Rabbah. This the Gemara says no. Ha-behedji katonin lo. This can't be a diyuk from the first part of the Mishnah, because at the end of the Mishnah it says clearly this halacha. The end of the Mishnah says that Hamei v'get v'Eretz Yisrael, if you bring a get that was written in Eretz Yisrael to another part of Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah says clearly, Ein oit sarach loymar, before a nechta, before a nechtam. You do not have to say before a nechta, before a nechtam. So it's a clear diyuk from the end of the Mishnah. So you can't tell me now the middle part of the Mishnah when it says halacha, that if you send a get from one Medina to another Medina in Chutz Laaretz, you do have to say, the purpose of that is for the diyuk, that on Eretz Yisrael you do not have to. Because if you act, you don't need a diyuk, that it says clearly at the end of the Mishnah you do not have to. So Churatzaraya, that it means, if Yaisa Medina in LA itself, you would not have to say, and that would be a kasha on Rabbah. Sumara says no. I tell you, Rabbah says no, the deek is still good. Deek is that an Eretz Yisrael, Memdina Lemdini, you do not have to. So the question is, what do we need the deek for? The Mishnah says it clearly. The Teretz is, if it would have just been from the end of the Mishnah, I would have thought to say, Hani Mila Dievet. That's only b'di'evet that if the shliach came and brought a get from Yishlaim to Bnei Brak, and he did not say before an nechtav, then it's kosher. But I would have thought to say that l'chadchila loy. But if the shliach would come and ask us, ask Bezdin, listen, I'm bringing a get from the husband that lives in Yishlaim to his wife in Bnei Brak. Do I have to say before an nechtav? If he would come and ask us, maybe Bezdin would tell him yes. L'chadchila, still you should say before an nechtav. Yes, Kamash Malon, that's why we have to have a second diak for our Mishnah to teach us that no, nothing doing. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no purpose at all for before the Nechtov. You do not have to say it at all. Therefore, that's the way Rabbah would learn our Mishnah. Now, V'yiku the Mois of Lahochi. Some ask the question from our Mishnah like this. Again, the Mishnah says, Memedina Lemedina in Chutz Laaretz, you have to say. So some make a diak. Like we just said, the diyuk is that only in Chutz Laaretz you have to. But in Eretz Yisrael, even from one part to a far away part, you do not have to. So now it's like this. L'Rabba Nicha. According to Rabba, comes out very good. Rabbi says the reason is Lishma. In the whole Eretz Yisrael, do you all know the halachas of Lishma? You do not have to say before Nechtov. No matter how far away it's sent in Eretz Yisrael, there's no purpose for before Nechtov. It's very good according to Rabbi. But L'Rav Akasha, according to Rabbi, though it's Akasha, like L'Chura from way up north to way down south in Eretz Yisrael, why shouldn't you have to say before Nechtov? The Chur people don't travel so often from the top to the bottom of Eretz Yisrael. So according to Rava, why from one Medina to another Medina in Eretz Yisrael, don't you have to say? Chur the Rava Kasha. So Rava wants to answer like this, no, according to Rava, Loitema, don't make this diak. Don't say that the Mishnah means to teach us that Medina l'Medina Eretz Yisrael. Loitzorof, that you do not have to say. Eleim, rather say like this, Ha'viyaisa Medina b'Medina sayyam loitzorof. It just means to teach us that in L.A. itself, you will not have to say before Nechtov. And according to Rav, it's very good, because the people in L.A. all recognize one another. So even though the get was written here in L.A. and is given to the wife that's living in Beverly Hills, you will not have to say before Nechtov, because people travel often from L.A. to Beverly Hills, so people know the signatures. Avo, but what do you want to tell me though? Medina l'medina b'Eretz Yisrael ma'itzorich. What do you want to tell me though? That according to Rava, in Eretz Yisrael itself, from one Medina to another Medina, you would have to say, if so, listen me, then why does now Mishnah say like this? Hanei v'mi Medina l'Medina stam. Let the Mishnah stam say, whenever the get is being brought from one state to another state, no matter where it is in the world, even if it's in Eretz Yisrael, still you have to say the Fana Nechtov. And according to Rava, it should have just said stam. Whenever the get is brought from one Medina to another Medina, you always have to say before Nechtov. Why does our Mishnah say Davkin Chutzlaretz, which is Mashmanah in Eretz Yisrael? The Chul Gemara also could have asked the Kash, like we said, the end of the Mishnah says clearly that in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to. Maybe in that you could be Madcha to say that doesn't mean a faraway place, it only means a close by place. But alright, the Gemara is better though. Gemara says like this. L'yaylam really, I'll tell you, m'mdina l'mdina b'Eretz Yisrael, namele tzorach. I'll tell you, no, even according to Rava, that if the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, from one place even to a faraway place, still you do not have to say. Why? T'chivon di'ika ole regolim. Since people from all over Eretz Yisrael come up, travel up to Yerushalayim, to be ole regol by the regolim, by the Yom Tovim, is mishkash chichi. It's also called all people in Eretz Yisrael know one another. They're always traveling back and forth. People recognize the signatures from one place to another place. Like Rashi says, Kivan Dikol and Regolim, Shchichi Yedim LaKayomai. Because people are Shchich, they travel back and forth. I have heard the Yomer Liyel, B'rei Shemaitim, Medim Lundin of Eretz Yisrael, Liki Benayu, Leisa B'Saim L'Miyocham. Even though the beginning of the Gemara wanted to say that an Afkamina is traveling from one part of Eretz Yisrael to another part, now we're being taken out. That's not a difference. Rava agrees that in Eretz Yisrael, even from the farthest two parts, you do not have to say. So Gemara answers, Tenach bisman shebeis mikdash kayim. That's good bisman. We have the beis mikdash. There's a mitzvah to be early regal. But bisman shein beis mikdash kayim. Ma'ikla meimar mash meklili bisman is there now. There's no mitzvah to be early regal. Since we can't bring kavanas, there's no mitzvah now to be early regal. The ikar mitzvah of early regalim was to bring kavanas. Today we don't have kavanas, we can't bring it. So what do you do today? L'chura, people don't go to be early regal. It's not shchiach. People don't travel back and forth. So why don't you need kiyum according to Rava? The Teretz is kivon diyika bote dinim. The kviya, since every single city, every single place in Eretz Yisrael has a bezdin there, mishka shchichi. I tell you, people travel from one bezdin to another bezdin, people recognize. Like Rashi says, bote dinim the kviyim be'ayoris, t'kitakones Ezra. Ezra made a takona b'sheni v'hei, that every Monday and every Thursday, bezdin has to sit down to paskin shilas. Umitsuyais shayorish shaochos lodim amokam avad. That people travel from one place to another place, the Makam Avad. So therefore, people are Shriach, people travel around.
Yeah.
So therefore, even according to Ravi, he agrees, in Eretz Yisrael itself, you would not have to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. Because it is Shriach, either Oilo Regolim, or else because of the Bote Dinim that are Kavuyin in Eretz Yisrael.
Now, one shalom there is, what does it mean, Bote Dinim Kavuyin, like Sawat, Lechura, each city only goes to their Bezdin? So what you have to say is, no, that there's a whole network of Bezdins, like each one has to do with the other one. One sends questions to the next town to this Bezdin. So the Bezdins, there's one big network, so you all know one another. Secondly, the Shaila is, L'chura, why isn't there a mitzvah for people on Chutz Loretz also to be Oyler Regal? So then they should also meet up and know one another. So Taisus and Psachim Taka says that the people living in Chutz Loretz have no chiv to be on the regal, and who are then to have no chiv even to bring a Korban Pesach? That's Taisus Shita. And the Chur of the Rai is from our Gemara right here. All right, the turnover.